Nolte, Biden longs for era when he was called son and others' boy. By John Nolte on June 20, 2019. Joe Biden is openly bragging about how much better things were when he was called son and others were called boy. Gee, I wonder who those others were? It was only a matter of time before Joe Biden's hide the ball, sit on his lead strategy failed. After all, we are talking about Joe Biden. So it was only a matter of time before his stupid mouth and advanced age caught up to him. And now it has, big league, with his reprehensible waxing of nostalgia for a time when a racist Democrat senator, an open segregationist, addressed him as son and not boy. Speaking at a fundraiser Tuesday, Biden, who turns 278 next year, bragged about how, in his day, he got things done, even if it meant working with a couple of racists, both of whom were fellow Democrats. I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland, the former vice president said while putting on a southern drawl. He never called me boy, he always called me son. Let's stop being coy about this. Anyone familiar with the history of the Democrat Party knows Democrats have a very long history of demeaning black males, most especially grown black men, with the derogatory term boy. What's more, Eastland was not your run-of-the-mill racist Democrat. He opposed integration, civil rights, and promised the Democrats who voted for him that he would put an end to whites and blacks sharing a meal together in Washington. So what we have here is Biden openly boasting about not being called boy. Openly waxing nostalgic for that glorious era when a white man earned a superior title over a black boy. Hey, Joe, that's nothing to brag about. Biden is apparently looking to spin this as a sign of respect from a fellow senator. But the truth is the only reason a Democrat racist like Eastland respected Biden was because Biden's skin is white. Biden also talked about the good old days when another racist Democrat served in the U.S. Senate. A guy like Erman Talmadge, one of the meanest guys I ever knew, you go down the list of these guys. Well, guess what? At least there was some civility. We got things done, Biden continued. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done. We got it finished. But today you look at the other side and you're the enemy. Not the opposition, the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore. Part of what Biden is saying is defensible. He is boasting about his ability to get things done. To work with people, even those he disagrees with. I get that. I do. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, who is black and competing with Biden for the Democrat presidential nomination, is rightly angry over Biden's boy remark. You don't joke about calling black men boys, Booker said. Men like James O. Eastland used words like that, and the racist policies that accompanied them, to perpetuate white supremacy and strip black Americans of our very humanity. And let's not forget that Biden has always had a superior and condescending attitude towards minorities. You got the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man, Biden of Barack Obama said in 2007. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking, Biden said in 2006. A virulent racist, never called me boy, he always called me son, Biden said this week. This is a man who has launched his presidential campaign, his third, by audaciously lying about Trump's Charlottesville remarks, by deliberately misquoting the president to make him sound like a racist. What's more, Biden's leap into the Wayback Machine demeans his old boss, Barack Obama. For 8 years, between 2009 and 2017, Biden served as Obama's vice president, but Biden has to go all the way back to the 1970s. All the way back to when Democrat segregationists still served in the Senate to offer up an anecdote about when things could still get done in Washington? What does that say about Obama, about our first black president? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.